Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was told this interesting story, and, you know, when I hear interesting stories, I just go, you know, check mark. We'll bring that up on TV and the radio. But I heard this story about getting pizza. Mm-hmm. Can you explain to
us what
actually happened?
Well, if my memory serves me correctly, please step in at any time. No.
We will.
I'm sure you would. You're very faithful in that area. But I love pizza. You know, and we had a good time with family, and I'm from up north, so we have a little chain up north called Hungry Howie's. And if you're not familiar with Hungry Howie's, if you've never been to Hungry Howie's, it's just phenomenal.
Is that where it came from?
They didn't know Hungry Howie's up north. I thought Sal's Pizza was from up north.
I think we exported it up to you.
Yeah.
I think it started out here.
I'm going to have to call you out on that one. I'm going to say no, sir. So this is, I used to live on the east side of town, and I used to always go to the same place. And where we were heading, I was just doing errands. I was like, oh, yeah, I got to pick up some pizza. So I'll just Google it real quick or MapQuest it, whatever I had, called the number real quick. And I was like, yeah, you know, right on the intersection, gave him a call. Hey, I'll be there, you know, 10:40. Need some pizza. Cool. Great. Do what I need to do. Show up. Walk right in the door. And I'm like, hey, my name's Steve. I'm here to pick up the three pizzas I ordered. And they're like, no, we haven't had any orders come in yet. And I said, yeah. I spoke with Matt, and the lady at the counter just like, nope, no Matt works here.
Matt who?
And I said, are you serious? And I looked back on my phone, and I says, is your number, you know, I read it off. And she's like, no, that's not our number. And I said, this is 9th and Creighton, right? And basically the intersection. She says, yeah. So I was like, all right, okay. So I call, and I'm sitting there, and it's ringing. The guy picks up, and I says, hey, is this Matt? He says, yeah, this is Matt. I says, oh, okay. Where are you located? And he says, 9th and Creighton. I says, okay. Yeah, my name is Steve, and I ordered the three larges. He's like, yeah, we're waiting for you. I says, where are you located? And he says, 9th and Creighton. So I'm sitting there standing in the pizza shop, looking outside the window, and I'm thinking, okay, that's Creighton, that's 9th. And he says, yeah, Little Caesars, 9th and Creighton. And I'm looking, and if you've ever been in
Little Caesars,
yes, that's what I said, Little Caesars. And I'm looking at these giant yellow walls and realizing, oh, I'm standing in Hungry Howie's, which is not Little Caesars. And he says, no, this is not Hungry Howie's. And I'm just like, wow, I am that guy. And over the phone, he says, you are that guy. And the girl to my left says, you are that guy. And I was like, wow, okay, awesome. So I go to walk out towards my car. He says, you're walking in your car right now. I says, yeah, I'm walking towards my car right now. He says, all right, cool, man. Well, we'll see you. And he was literally across the street. So, and then I so lovely walked over to get my pizza at not Hungry Howie's.
Yeah.
Walked over to Little Caesars, and so friendly as they were and welcoming, my pizzas were labeled that guy.
Who does that? Who calls, orders pizza? I mean, I have to say,
that sounds like something you would do.
Well, no, see, I'm a guy that
sounds eerily familiar.
See, I know my pizza. I know my pizza. See, you know, you started this whole thing off saying I love pizza and all this, that, and I have to say, if you loved your pizza, I think you would know.
I dialed
where
the wrong
you
number.
Ordered it.
I know.
So who
I
did you mean to call? I'm
I meant to
now.
Call Hungry Howie's, and that was the sad thing too, is because I always order from Hungry Howie's. So before I left, I was like, I called like the manager was back there, and he like by this point everybody who's working at that Hungry Howie's is at the counter just watching what's going on, and I was like, I'm so sorry, your pizza's so much better.
Oh,
I always order from there. And they're just like, oh, it's okay. Well, when you're done with that pizza, come on back and we'll make more pizza for you. And he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like I said, Pat, if you would know, he started out with saying he loved pizza. I would think that you would have had them on speed dial. See, I have my favorite place on speed dial because, you know, I won't have to look it up. But we're going to give you a pass, that guy. And we're going to make sure that we print out maps and make everything available to you so you can go get your pizza.
The sad thing is, I do have it on speed dial.
Tick keeps coming back.
Look at that.
You keep stepping your foot further.
I'm just letting you know I was so far out of it trying to get things done.
Hey, it could have been a whole lot worse.
You got to watch yourself because you don't realize that you just might end up being that guy.
Hey, you could be that guy. Don't be that guy. Know who you're calling.
I think it's time to confiscate the melancholy card officially. Yeah. You need to turn it in.
There we go.
That's it. You've been carded.
I've been told.
Unbelievable.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.